The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, But We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. Today we're going to talk about prescription drug abuse. We're going to talk about when is it appropriate to be given drugs. What do you do with them when you're finished? What's happened is prescription drug abuse has become an epidemic in Ohio. And that Ohio's death rate due to unintentional drug poisoning has increased more than 350% between 1999 to 2008. And in fact, in 2007, unintentional drug poisoning became the leading cause of accidental death in Ohio, surpassing motor vehicle crashes and suicide for the first time on record. Prescription pain medications such as oxycodone, morphine, and methadone are largely responsible for increasing the numbers of overdoses and deaths in Ohio. And, there was an invitation by U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown to Gil Kurlikowski, who is the director of the National Drug Control Policy, by the way, is a former police officer. And he came to Columbus to unveil the National Drug Control Strategy, which is a family-based drug treatment center this week, or rather a couple weeks ago. And I don't know, it just kind of makes me think about things like, have they gone too far? You know, because it's already, it's kind of like this, like, you know, how you, it's hard to cash your own check without, you know, photo ID, fingerprint, you know, the your firstborn child and all that. And so when you have drugs that wind up in somebody else's hands, you wonder about that. On the other hand, as a practitioner, if I do something for a patient, I want to make sure that they're comfortable. I don't want people unhappy with me because I, say, took a tooth out and didn't give them the appropriate pain medicine. So what do we do? So what I want to talk about is, you know, how is this going to affect dentistry? Is the government going too far? Have they not gone far enough? What is it that's appropriate? Now, before we get on with that discussion, I do want to remind folks that we have the 5th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. It's this coming Saturday, so 6 days from now, and we're in dire need of some more golfers. We've had some yeses that had to change their mind. We've had some maybes that didn't pan out. And so what I'm doing is I am basically putting out an all-points bulletin. If you've ever golfed or you know somebody that's golfed, have them come out and join us. It's next Saturday at noon. It's at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. And the price, we've dropped the price for this last week to see if we can't fill out the field, to $50 a golfer, regardless of whether you have 3, 4, 2, 1, whatever you have. Just come on out, join us. We'll pair you up with others. Please call the office at 262-9588 to get that arranged. If you're an email kind of a person, want to send us an email, send the email to drkvitko@aol.com. My staff will get that, and we'll get you registered, okay? So please come out and join us. And what we do is we raise money for Down syndrome. And this year's event is in memory of our longtime friend, dental lab tech and avid golfer, Rich Odie, who passed away this past March. Okay, now, as I was doing research for the show and seeing all of these articles about the bill that was passed in the state legislature, how the federal government is working to control prescription drug abuse, I have to tell you that when I first heard all this, I thought, you know, this is just overkill. This is, come on, how bad can it be? Well, you know, in 2007, as I mentioned, the deaths from prescription pain medicine surpassed those from car accidents. Now, I will say that it's still a relatively small number. You can play numbers with percentages, and as I already read, it's increased over 350%. Well, we're still talking about something like 1,360 some odd deaths a year. So there are 11 million people in the state of Ohio, so we're still talking about relatively small numbers. However, it's still, you know, every life is important, and all of the family members that those folks leave behind, and just what a tragedy it is. Now, the bill that was Senator Brown proposed was called the STOP Act, Stop Trafficking of Pills Act. And there is, along with that, a Medicaid lock-in. And what that does is if you receive Medicaid, you will be locked into a particular pharmacy so that you can't be shopping pharmacies or going from one to the other and kind of trying to keep the trail cold, if you will. Medicaid spends $820 million on prescription medicines each year. And so in order to, I guess, because they have that big stick, they plan on wielding it. And, you know, you've got people that do doctor shopping and pharmacy shopping, and you can't really get away with that so much anymore. I don't know if you realize it, but in fact, I heard this on Clark Donnelly's show this morning, Perspectives, and I thought, hey, he stole my idea. But anyway, we don't talk, so he didn't know that I was going to be covering this. But in Ohio, there's a system called ORS. It's an acronym that stands for Ohio Automated Rx Reporting System, O-A-R-R-S. And what it is any medical practitioner, you know, any dentist, any practitioner that prescribes medication, handles medication, so pharmacists, hospitals, doctors, dentists, can sign up to have access to this list. And once you have access, you can check the prescription history of any patient. And it'll tell me where the person who prescribed the drugs, how many, what date. It'll tell me where they got it filled, and you can quickly then see that this person is, say, a doctor shopper, or this person is a pharmacy shopper. And I was first alerted to this when I wrote a prescription for a patient that had been into my office, and I had done something that required pain pills. I think it was a root canal. And I got a call, my office did, from the pharmacy, saying, did you know this patient received 16 oxycodone tablets just yesterday from a different doctor? And I said, no, I had no idea. And of course, the patient didn't offer that. And so we talked a little bit, and I said, well, gee, if they have enough, and whatever procedure they had that caused them to need 16 yesterday, if that's nothing too major, meaning do they need two pills now because I've done something too, or if they just still needed one would be fine, then I said, no, you know, go ahead and cancel my prescription. They don't need it. They already have them. But I asked them how they knew, and that's when I was first informed about OORXRS or ORS, and it's a pretty neat system. And it's something that I think people need to know, because if you're one of those doctor shoppers or pharmacy shoppers, you're going to get caught. And you don't want to get caught, certainly now with the laws, all these laws being passed, and there's a lot more oversight, and they're spending money on allowing law enforcement to do a better job. Now, there's currently 37 states that have operational tactical diversion squads. None of those are based in Ohio. And right now, Senator Brown is working to change that, working with the feds to change that. What I also read is that most of these prescription drugs come from Florida, and Florida doesn't have one of these automated systems that medical practitioners can check. And their governor decided that it was too expensive and not needed. And, of course, our governor doesn't agree. Neither does our senators. So we would like to hope, we'd like to think that maybe Florida will come on board and create a system like that. It's actually innocuous. You don't even know it's there. And they don't take it lightly. I mean, in order to get signed up, I had to fill out this very official-looking form. I had to have it notarized, had to send it in. And essentially, it keeps me from looking up anyone's name who I do not have a direct relationship with. So if they're not a patient of record, I can't check. And if I break that rule, I will probably be in big trouble. Certainly, they'll take away my rights, but they might even do more than that. Now, let me just reiterate what I said when the show first started, and that was, the extent of this problem. Prescription drug abuse is an epidemic in Ohio. Ohio's death rate due to unintentional drug poisoning increased more than 350% from 1999 to 2008. And in 2007, unintentional drug poisoning became the leading cause of accidental death in Ohio, surpassing motor vehicle crashes and suicide for the first time on record. Okay, so just remember that. Now, we have, we almost have to go to a break. I just noticed that. So it is time for a break, isn't it? Well, before we go to a break, we're going to listen to this legal ID.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
In 2007, unintentional drug poisoning became the leading cause of accidental death in Ohio, surpassing motor vehicle crashes and suicide for the first time on record. Is that true or false? Call now, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, and win either free admission to my golf outing this Saturday or free flowers from Weistember Florist. That's 459-9769, 459-WSNY. Call now.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. Hey, I want everybody to know our podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com and iTunes. All right, so we have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer has called in with her guest. Jennifer, how are you today?
I am doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What's your guess?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. That is so correct. So, Jennifer, what would you like? Free flowers or be able to golf in our golf tournament?
The flowers would be great.
Okay. Sounds good. That's from Weistember Florist. And if you'll stay on the line, my producer will get your information, okay?
Thank you, sir. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks so much. Thank you. All right. And then we have another caller on the phone. Can you hear me, sir? Dr.
Yes,
Nayer?
Yes, I can.
This is Dr. Nayer. Thank you for calling. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I understand you've been involved in trying to cut down on the prescription drug abuse.
Yes, that's correct.
And how so?
I went down to Sportsmith when all the doctors lost their license, and my goal was pretty much trying to wean everyone off of the pain drugs as fast as I could before House 93 bill passed. And, you know, because the idea is not to let these guys sit without any prescription pain meds, because, again, it's highly addictive, and you don't want these guys hitting heroin on the street.
Right.
So what I did was I pretty much developed a protocol on how to wean them down, and I cut down oxycodone use by about 25,000 pills in 25 days. I wish I could have stayed longer, but then pretty much I got pulled out by the FBI and DEA.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't want me to help reduce them down there, so I had to leave. But, you know, it's a growing problem, and, you know, I heard what you said, like House 93 bill is important, but I don't think just emergently stopping it is a good idea, because if we do that, you know, these guys are on benzodiazepine,
right,
and if you withdraw off of that, you will seize and possibly even die. You know, and just stopping oxycodone acutely, these guys are going to go through severe withdrawals, and, you know, they're going to either hit narcotics on the street, for which, you know, they'll use heroin, because there's a large influx of heroin now in Portsmouth, Ohio, and that'll just lead to hepatitis C, AIDS, and a whole other array of diseases, and I think the ERs are going to be filled up with people withdrawing.
Right, you can't you can't fix a problem with a club. You have to kind of fix it with a surgical knife. You have to be very specific when you go in and try to correct a problem like this, don't you?
Yes, and I think that, you know, just automatically shutting it down would be more problems than actually having a plan on how to fix it.
Right, because you mentioned there were four doctors, and I remember reading in my research there were four offices that they decided were pill mills. And in fact, there's one doctor that was actually charged criminally for some deaths. They blamed him for Dr. Paul Volkman. Are you familiar with that?
I don't know about him. I knew other doctors because I was seeing their patients and the magnitude of oxycodones that they were on. You know, and I saw a lot of patients from Florida as well, and these guys are on, like, toxic doses of oxycodone. You know, it'll blow your mind. You know, even cancer patients aren't even on this magnitude of pain management, and these guys, majority of them have back pain as
right.
their main complaint. And, you know, it's pretty sad to see how much pain meds these guys are on.
Now, how do you, you cut it down by 1,000 pills a day, because you said 25,000 pills in 25 days, and how many patients did that affect?
Well, I was seeing about anywhere from 30 to 50 patients a day, and what I did was, and I was working from Monday through Sunday.
Okay.
And what I was doing was I started weaning them down, like if some of them are on like oxycodone 60 and then others were on oxycodone 30s or 15. And what I did was I started taking 30 tablets away a month.
Okay.
And I would alternate between the high and the low dose of the oxycodones.
And by the way,
from
my listeners, 60 means 60 milligrams, 30 is 30 milligrams, and 15 is 15 milligrams, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so if they were on 60s, they'd still get 60 milligrams, but they would get one less tablet a day?
That's correct.
Okay.
I think that's a safe way to do it. If you do too much, from my experience, these guys will just go to another place and get it off the street or whatnot. So the idea is to safely bring them down without them experiencing the side effects.
All right. Well, I think that's obviously that's a good idea. I appreciate you calling in and giving us the benefit of your insight there, and because it is a problem. And on the other hand, if those patients came to me, one of them came to me and needed a tooth extracted, I need to give them pain meds, right?
That's correct. Technically, you would.
Unless I know for a fact they were given some pills by somebody else the day before, a couple days before, and that they should have them.
That's correct. And that's where ORs come into play, which is really helpful.
Yeah, really. All right, Dr. Nair, thank you so much for calling in.
Uh-huh, no problem. Take care.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So that's very, very helpful, and I appreciate the call. And you know, here's a guy that was in the trenches. And so you got to, I mean, we have to keep in mind that these are these are people. You can't, I mean, yeah, you can prosecute the doctors, but then you got all these patients just out there hanging. And what do they do? And I remember seeing an article in the Dispatch about somebody that went to their doctor for their normal monthly or every 2 month checkup, and they were told, we can no longer give you these pain medicines because we're being watched. And, you know, I realized that there is, people have figured out, if you can say back pain is, you know, you can't look on your back and see a sore. You can't see a big scab. So it's hard for a doctor to know if you really have back pain or you don't. And those that really do are suffering because of the ones who are pretending they have back pain to get the medication. Same thing with neck pain. As a former neck injury patient, I can tell you, when you have that kind of pain, I mean, it's just, it's terrible. And I know my family, my wife, they look at me, and I mean, I know my wife believed me that I was in pain, but there was no reason to think I was. Every once in a while she'd ask how I was doing, and I think she expected I'm fine answer when I was saying, oh yeah, you know, it's really acting up today, or I can't move my head this way. So, now, let me just tell you some of the, you know, some of my own personal experiences with this. A long time ago, well, I do IV sedation, and I finished an IV sedation procedure on a patient, and when I was cleaning up the room afterwards, couldn't find my bottle of Demerol. And then I had this vision in my head of, you know what, when Andy stood up, he had a kind of a funny bulge in his back pocket, and I thought, that's an odd-shaped wallet. It didn't really strike me at the time what I was looking at. But after he left, I realized he took my bottle of Demerol. I mean, there's such a desire, such a need. People will do crazy things. I had an employee. She hadn't been with me for very long. She'd been working in an optometrist office, I guess, for most of her career. She decided to try dentistry. And she came, and she only worked for me for 2 weeks. Said she really didn't like dental after all. She's going to go back to working for an optometrist. And I said, well, that's, you know, I understand. About a month afterwards, I got a call from a pharmacist. They said, did you write a prescription for Jill? And he gave me the last name, which I won't mention. And I said, wait a minute, that name's somewhat familiar. Who is that? Who is that? And then it struck me, wait a minute, that's that girl that worked for me for 2 weeks and then quit. And I said, no, she was never a patient. I didn't write her any prescriptions. And he said, well, I have this prescription here that is from your office. Did you write it? And I said, no, I didn't write it. I had him fax it over so I could look at it. Turns out, I said, well, when did she fill the very first one? And the date matched up with her second day of work. So on her very first day of work, she stole a prescription pad and filled it out for herself. And, you know, she got caught because she didn't understand how to fill out a prescription form exactly. And pharmacists are very astute at that. And they were able to tell that something wasn't right and call. So she got prosecuted. It was a first offense. I don't think they put her in jail, but they did their best to let her know that she would go to jail if she did it again. And of course, she wasn't working for me at that point anyway. Many stories. If you have one you want to call in about, 459-9769, I have some of my own. And you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sometimes you make me smile. Sometimes you make
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I want to remind folks about the golf outing, our fifth annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, July 30th at noon, $50 a person. That's it, flat rate, $50 a person. If you've already registered and you're listening, we'll give you a discount too. If you're not listening, price stays the same. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, all right, call the office, 262-9588, to get registered. Please come out. We raise money for Down syndrome, and it's in memory of our longtime friend, lab tech, and avid golfer, Rich Odie, who passed away in March. So let's get back to prescription drug abuse, and I can tell right now we're not going to get everything covered that I have down here that I wanted to go over. But there are a couple things. One is kind of comical. Just so you know, not that long ago, I was asked by a patient who I was re-cementing a temporary crown. That's a plastic crown that people wear between when we prepare the tooth and when we get the one back from the lab in the times that we're not using the in-house milling machine. So all I did was she brought in a temporary crown. It had come off. I dried her tooth off, put the temporary crown on, cleaned away the cement a little bit, make sure there was none left, flossed it, and she asked for a prescription for narcotics. I don't think she was kidding. Well, what am I supposed to do? My gums hurt. I said, well, that's what Advil, Tylenol, aspirin are for. And yeah, I pretty much kind of shrugged that one off. But that's the kind of stuff that happens. It really does. Now, this next thing I do want to get out there. I want, because we don't have a lot of time, but to me, this is very important. I want you to know that it never, ever, ever goes well for a dentist when we are the ones that realize that we have a drug seeker. And we take steps to curtail what we prescribe. So, for example, got a call from a pharmacist again, different patient than I was talking about earlier. And he said, you know, I think your patient is a drug seeker, and here's why. One of the things that they mentioned was that she would always call me right before closing time. Now, I realize they're all-night pharmacies, but, you know, people go to a certain pharmacy, and they know when they close. So she'd show up at a 8:45. They close at 9. And she'd be all indignant if you know, I couldn't reach her, and they see this kind of like a dance, kind of like the I'm looking for drugs dance, where then people get all upset and everything. And you know, I came to understand what was happening. I said to the patient, you know, I'll give you drugs as long as I'm doing treatment, but I can't give you drugs if I haven't, and I can't give you drugs for a month after every tooth. So if you want to come in and I'll do all of your teeth in one long appointment, I'll give you enough medication to get you through so you're comfortable. But after that, you know, you're just going to have to switch to aspirin or something. So what does she do? She gets all angry. She leaves the office. She goes and writes all kinds of negative reviews. She did it under three different pen names. And it just you know, devastated me in the office for a short period of time because I didn't even realize what she was doing at first. And so, you know, I guess, you know, I'm just saying that sometimes we as the practitioners are in the middle. And hey, you know what? If you're looking at a bad review, maybe you ought to think, maybe this was just a drug seeker that didn't like the fact that the doctor had to cut them off. Who knows? I'm not saying all bad reviews are that, but I can tell you that several of them are. Okay, well, I guess we are out of time. So, hey, thank you so much for listening, for tuning in. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30, every Sunday morning at 8:30. Please call and sign up for the golf outing. We really do need golfers, 262-9588. And I love that you listen and call in and tune in next week. I love listeners as well. Thank you so much.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.